Well, hello and welcome to the Cardiff Business Podcast. I'm Gemma Casey, editor of Business News Wales, and today we're going to be looking at Cardiff's Hypercity vision. The capital city has invested in a world-class connectivity network which offers businesses speed and reliability and which is set to support future economic development. The initiative is the result of a £7 million collaboration between Cardiff Council and Welsh Government, with infrastructure provider Elevate delivering a new full fibre network offering hyper-fast speeds and more. And with me to discuss how this upgrade is making Cardiff one of the most digitally accessible cities in the UK are Isabel Bignall, Cardiff Council's Chief Digital Officer, Arwen Evans, Cardiff Hypercity Manager at Elevate, and John Day, Head of Economic Policy at Cardiff Council. Hi all, thank you for joining me for this today. So to start with, Ben, Arwen, if I can come to you, tell us a little bit about Elevate.
Well, Elevate has a number of, we're going to talk about hypercities. So we have a number of hypercities across the UK. So we have hypercities in London, Liverpool, Birmingham, Leeds, Manchester, and Cardiff is our sixth hypercity. So I suppose we're kind of talking about something that's tried and tested, really, but it's something not entirely new to us, although it sounds like something that is something very, very, unique as well, I suppose. But in terms of what I think a lot of people ask me, first question they ask me is, what is a hypercity? That's a very good question, because it does kind of make you think of, flying taxis, sci-fi, sounds a bit futuristic. But in actual fact, it's something very, very simple. I tend to like things in simple terms. And what it really means is it refers to the quality of the digital infrastructure beneath our very feet, like here in the studio, actually. This is an area of Cardiff that's covered by the network. And in terms of what Cardiff's the hypercity is, it's 170 kilometres of brand new digital fibre network infrastructure right across the city. What it gives Cardiff is a dedicated, state-of-the-art, 10 gig capable network, which all of the businesses can benefit from. I think it's probably worth adding a bit of context just quickly before we move on. Cardiff actually, has suffered from some serious connectivity issues in the past. And I think a lot of people, when I speak to people, they think, Cardiff, it's a capital city. Of course it must have the best. Of course it always had the best and digital infrastructure. But I think this is where Cardiff Council, they worked so hard, and this is, it was a labour of love for them, I think. And they put so much work into really finding out what the situation was on the ground. And it's not always easy, because it's not that easy to provide a brand new infrastructure under the ground, particularly in the middle of a city centre. There's a lot of collaboration needed. You have to dig up streets, and it's, and a lot of the legacy providers had actually ignored parts of the city centre. And so that, there were a lot of businesses that didn't have great internet options. They had the choice of the old copper technology or, investing in huge amounts of money to get their own direct internet access. So that's the sort of background, really.
Brilliant. Thank you, Arwen. That sounds really exciting. So tell us then, if a business is listening to this, what is on offer from Elevate right now in the city?
I think you could put it into, I kind of think of it in two categories. I suppose you've got the existing customers who are here already, and they are the businesses that are probably, there's a lot of SMEs, small, medium enterprises. And they will have had to, in the past, perhaps very little option. They'll have had to choose between this old copper technology, and perhaps they'll have thought, well, I want to grow my business, but I can't afford, hundreds of pounds a month to move on to that next step of having their own link. But with the Cardiff Hypercity Network, they can get symmetrical. I don't know if that means, but it means, to keep it simple, same upload as download speeds. And they can get very fast internet at an affordable cost. That's what it comes down to. And perhaps we'll go into this later, but for larger businesses or attracting inward investment, it means options for the larger companies. They will already have some of those links, but they'll want backups for those links. And it makes Cardiff sort of independent, really. It makes it not entirely dependent on legacy operators. And Cardiff has its own offering.
That is fascinating. And is this available across the city? are we?
Yes, it is. Large part of the teeth. But Isabel, I think, probably will have the statistics to tell you exactly what those are later. But yes, it's available across the majority of the city, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Isabel, let's turn to you then. So tell us a little bit about Cardiff Council's ambition around connectivity. Owen's described it as a labour of love. So tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, we prioritised our connectivity for the city within our digital strategy, and it is a labour of love. It's an essential utility, connectivity these days, much like water and electricity, and it's so important that our citizens and businesses have the right speeds to do that. So we have worked with the Welsh Government's Local Broadband Fund, and that was created to assist local authorities and social enterprises in providing broadband solutions to communities in regions of Wales that currently lacked that internet connectivity and that speed. So we made a bid into that fund. We were successful in getting 7.7 million to enhance the city's connectivity, and then partnered with Elevate to make that happen. The key thing through this particular partnership is Mandy, who runs this for us, she had identified particular areas of the city where there were difficulties in that connectivity. Historically, where other providers had missed big chunks of the cities out because they're a little difficult. A little hard, and there's a lot of road digging. You know, we've all been there, haven't we, seeing our streets being dug up? But it's an essential requirement to do. So we focused on the areas that had the most digital deprivation. As a result of this partnership now, we've got 5,000 more businesses online and 4,000 residents are now online that weren't online before. So it's had a huge impact. We're not done. I'm going to have to put some facts and figures in here for you because I think it's really important. So our key aim is by the year 2030 to have 99% of the city covered by gigabit speeds. And I've just been reliably informed this morning that we're on 88%. So we're well ahead of that curve. But, you know, I'm so glad that John is here with us today because the impact on the economy can't be underestimated in terms of what we're trying to achieve. So for me, it's about connectivity within the communities. But certainly from our economic development perspective, that the business, the impact on the businesses is huge.
Thank you, Isabel. John, let's bring you in then from the economic development point of view. How will that project that Isabel and Owen have spoken about there really affect Cardiff's positioning when you're looking at it in comparison to other cities across the UK?
The impact will be huge, right? I think from a range of different angles as part of this. I'd usually kick off with this talking about effectively the SME base within the city, where I think this project in particular will support them in accessing higher broadband speeds, higher internet speeds, generally better connectivity. And they are the sectors which have struggled in the past in Cardiff, for some of the reasons outlined actually by Anne, when the connectivity hasn't been great, especially in those areas where we presumed actually that places would be doing okay. So, you know, it's essential that we're able to promote the city, both for our own businesses in terms of how we can access better infrastructure and businesses from elsewhere. It's not necessarily a big inward investment pitch for large companies. We'd assume that they'd access fixed lines, for example. However, some of the businesses we would be targeting are going to be growth businesses, and especially those will be, you know, between, say, 10 and 50 employees, growing tech companies, perhaps not attracted to places where costs are high, such as parts of London, and are looking like for locations like Cardiff where costs are more competitive, but they need to make sure that that infrastructure is in place before they make a decision to come for it. So it's a game changer. We can go to that position where if you're a business who's growing in the city or attracted to the city as a place to grow, the first thing you're going to do is check, is the infrastructure in place that to actually happen. Years ago, those businesses would probably be talking about property and cost of the property as well. Now it's very much more about connectivity at people. And those two things are the need to focus on. Now, critically for us as a city, you know, the identification that we want to be growing tech sectors. It's not just digitally led businesses, but businesses which are underpinned by digital connectivity. And that's across the board. Right? You know, the assumption is actually most businesses will effectively have a huge digital angle on them in the future. and quick analysis through businesses nationally. And almost all of them have got huge areas where they're dealing with data on the day-to-day basis. Simple things that we all know, but is the reality of how we need to work as a separate. Bringing out some quick stats for us as well around that. The sectors where we know there's a digital focus, things like TV and broadcasting, telecommunications, directly in the IT world, financial services. Most businesses have grown in the past 10 years or so in Cardiff by a figure I got here of 87%. The overall employment growth is 11%. So you're talking about, you know, eight times the figure has been concentrated in digitally focused businesses. So, you know, we have to do this. And I'd always do a trade as a hygiene factor, really. If we want to be able to compete, you need to make sure that that infrastructure is in place. But I think through the work that we're doing with Elevate here, and get to the point, what do we want when we're going out to sell the city? We want to put our name on lists. We want to see us at the top of that list. You want to go present at Inward Investment conferences. Cardiff is number one in terms of its connectivity score. So those things are fairly critical as well, right? That we can go out there with hard facts around how well connected the city is and sell that. That's just covering, I think, broadly that kind of SME base that we've got. Clearly, the impact's far, far wider than that as well. Even coming to the impact it has on residents and what that means in terms of attracting and developing the business space in the city.
Thank you, John. One thing that we talk about a lot when it comes to Wales's economy and particularly SMEs is the missing middle, and that idea that typically lots of Welsh businesses get to a certain stage and then they stop growing for lots of different reasons. Do you see this as giving you some more tools in your armoury to support Cardiff businesses to get past that stage they might have got stuck at in the past?
Definitely, definitely. Look, if we come back to a few more figures that we brought out. Actually, some of the smaller businesses are the ones which are most focused on use of digital technology. And they're the most agile as well, how they can respond to it. What we also find is they're also the ones that complain that broadband or internet's been, more than any other businesses. So it's a clear barrier that we have in place for the smaller businesses. They're the ones that require good connections, but they aren't the ones that have always got the great connections in place. Another couple of stats that he'd got taken from UK government data. If you look at the level of connection or the quality of connection to businesses. So for those who are accessing gigabit plus connection speeds, if you're employing less than 10 people, 2.4% of the businesses. If you're employing 1,000 or more, that's 40% of the businesses. Now they're able to access their own direct connections. If you've got a small business, you can't really in reality, it's impractical. So that's where we as a council and with partners have to come in and think how we address and plug that gap. Because they're the businesses that are going to grow to become medium-sized businesses. They're the businesses. Our ideal scenario is they become the unicorns of the future, right? But that can only happen if you've got the right infrastructure in place in the city. So we've got a really critical role in supporting those small businesses in particular, because they're the ones with perhaps the most constraints that they've got in place to develop their own digital businesses.
Thank you. Yeah, obviously being on the ground and actually talking to some of these businesses, I know of examples. I think media is a great one because there's particular sectors in Cardiff that are very strong, and they're sectors that we all want to build on because you may as well build on sectors that work very well already, right? So media, I'm, aware of a couple of businesses at the moment sort of moving, exactly that, to new premises where without this network, they wouldn't have been able to access this sort of symmetrical upload and download speed, which they need. So media, for example, you need to transfer large files. So it's a bandwidth hungry industry. And Cardiff attracts that media sector. We know that there's the Broadcast Cymru Centre. That's a great example of, I think, Cardiff Capital Region worked with on that, didn't they? It's really put Cardiff on it. So then you get that sort of community that grows around that, and you get small businesses pop up, and these are small, medium enterprises. Well, they're small, and they're going to grow. So their choice, and I had this conversation last week, their choice was, we can't afford a lease line. A lease line is, you know, £500-600 per annum. We can't afford one of those. Can we get a Cardiff Piper City network? And I was like, yes, you can. And they were really, really happy about that. And that's being installed for them today. So that means that that is a perfect, that's an actual example of a company that can then, but I guess what they would have had to do in order to grow, they would have had to spend that more money. But also they can have a closer relationship because this is with Cardiff's own network. It's not with one of the legacy providers. But might be just worth saying that in the fintech sector as well, there are examples. Now, these in the fintech sector, I mean, there's lots of small businesses as well in that sector, but there are many large businesses. So there's a couple of online banks that have a really big presence in the city. And we've been working specifically with one of those. And the story for them is, yes, they do have access to their own direct, access to the internet. They can afford to pay £400-£500 a month. But when they have a call centre and they open a call centre here, and because they love the idea, it's got great schools, it's great community, great labour force, great everything. People love Cardiff. But they still need backups on backups on backups. And they want a relationship. Actually, they want a relationship with a network that's in the city. So, and, you know, we can provide, use the Cardiff HyperCity network and then link them up to those legacy providers as well so that they get everything that they need. That's a really attractive proposition because, a minute of downtime for them costs £3,000-£4,000 a minute. So actually, it does help the larger businesses. I'm sure they get around it in summer, but it does help them. And it helps to attract inward investment, doesn't it? That's the point.
I was just going to add to that as well, that tech businesses also have a great propensity to work from home. And clearly, it's not just the connection that you'd have within your business. It's how you deal with homework and as well as part of that. And if you've got a sector where you have got a lot of data being used, which could be in the broadcast sector, as Aaron mentioned, it's not just about the connection, go back at base. It's how you deal with people who are working on things at home. So if you want to edit a large file on your Friday afternoon, you're going to be reliant on making a wider and better network within the city itself. And that attracts people to come and work here, right? If you've got people, increasingly people choose a place to live rather than a place to work, that becomes actually the determinant of that. And if you're going to develop a skilled workforce, retain the skilled workers that you have at the moment, you need to put that kind of infrastructure in place. So again, it comes back to that hygiene factor where, we want to have that overall coverage within the entire city so that you can live and work anywhere within Cardiff and be 100% confident you're going to have the bandwidth you're required to do your business.
Thank you, John. Arwen, I wanted to pick up on something you've mentioned a couple of times, that the price that these businesses would expect to be paying if this opportunity wasn't available to them. How does that compare then with what the HyperCity network is offering?
Well, it's significantly more affordable, basically. But there are different levels. But through our IT resellers also, it's worth mentioning that for context, there's an entry level that any business could afford, basically. And it's symmetrical. I'm not going to use jargon that people don't know. It's like symmetrical broadband or business. It's like a business broadband, but it's because it's symmetrical, it's different. And this is, don't forget, this is a state-of-the-art, modern, brand new network. And this is 10 gig capable. So if they want to climb that ladder and go up to the top and take, 1 gig or 10 gig, they can, but they can also join at the entry level. That's really the difference.
You mentioned the IT resellers. Tell us what that means and how that partnership works.
Well, I think that's a really important part of the collaboration piece. I think everybody can tell from this that we've sort of worked really well together. The collaboration bit has been crucial. But one of the most important points was that the network had to be open access. So what Elevate was able to do, because we have our own wholesale network, and the minute that that network was live, we were able to offer all of any IT reseller in Cardiff that wanted to join and offer this network to their existing clients, they could do that. And I guess that's really, really a very important part of this. Because if you imagine most companies in a city, they'll have a relationship with an IT company. And those IT companies, I suppose it's important, those IT companies are SMEs or small enterprises in their own right, actually. And so it's quite important that they get a slice of this cake as well. So what happens is they probably have a relationship with an IT company. And it was interesting because when we spoke to these IT companies, they were like, oh my word, that's amazing. Because their clients were telling, people in Cardiff were telling them for years, why do I have such terrible connectivity options? So now the IT resellers are able to speak to their clients, or the clients usually speak to them and say, how do I get better connectivity? And because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter how good your cybersecurity is or how good you are at managing the Wi-Fi and distributing around the building or managing the voice requirements, all of those things, you know, depend on basically decent connectivity in the first place. Nothing really works about. So it's allowed those resellers to go to those clients and talk across the city to all of the, you know, to all of the businesses here. So I think that's a really important point.
And Isabel, how important is it to the local authority that the network is open access?
It's so important for affordability. You know, it is very, very difficult if you do end up with one provider, one price, that's not. We have to make the digital deprivation gap smaller, lower. You know, John made such a good point for me, because whilst I'm not in the economic area, I am on the side of residents working from home. You know, the community centres that have been given gigabit speed, it's part of this partnership, is huge to me, because we talked about unicorns and development and business. These young people need to be able to go to their community centres with their community with high speed internet access and be thinking about the future. You know, what's that business look like? So it's huge. Sorry, to go back to your question in terms of that socioeconomic impact in terms of tariffs, really important. So when we did our specification, how are we going to spend this money that we have been awarded by Welsh Government to the very best? We mapped the whole city out. We knew exactly which areas of the city we needed to target. We knew what the community benefits needed to be. And we needed to know that there was competition out there and that we would be driving the best possible value for money for the residents and, as you've mentioned, for the SMEs that get squeezed. So, yeah, hugely important. And we're really pleased with the results, actually, in terms of that accessibility and the benefits that we're getting aren't just financial in terms of the way forward. I think the benefit is the community cohesion as well. We're really getting where we need to be, I think, as a city.
Mm. And Arwen, that community cohesion that Isabel's mentioned, and John spoke about partnerships, and you mentioned relationships. So how important is all of that to Elevate as a concept?
Yeah, well, I think none of this would have happened without the collaboration. Because it's pretty tough call, actually, building a network of 170 kilometres. I didn't do it personally, goodness. Wouldn't have been very good. But it's hard. It involves collaboration between, you know, street works, commercial teams. It's a heck of a job. So unbelievable that that's happened. But also then, I think afterwards, I feel like my role is to make sure that every business or organisation or, you know, any community centre knows about this network. Because I think what we don't want is a network that nobody knows about and nobody uses. What's the point of that? So, that's a kind of what But we're pretty good at shouting about it and making sure everybody knows, right?
And talk to us about some of the other cities that this is already live in. What lessons can you bring from those cities to Cardiff?
Well, you know, our first city was Manchester many, many years ago. But I think, and that's probably a great example, and that's the direction we want Cardiff to be in. Elevate's just a very fundamental part, of the network infrastructure in Manchester, because it's always been there, well, you know, for a good 10 years or whatever. So I guess that's what we want to achieve in Cardiff, that everybody is making the most of this and just, yeah, the businesses are helping, using the network to grow their businesses. That's what's important.
Oh, and tell us a little bit about the way that you work with landlords as well as the individual business relationships you've talked about.
This is one of the things that we do in all of our hyper cities. And so we have about 400 buildings across the UK, actually, where we will put the hyper city network into the largest multi-tenanted buildings in a city. We will put a fibre backbone in there free of charge at no cost to the landlord. And what that means is it just makes it very easy for people to move around the city. And so currently we have a number of these buildings already in Cardiff, and we plan to have a lot more. And the biggest benefit is, because one of the biggest frustrations when people move into a new building, they sign the lease, they move in, and they are great. And then they can't do anything for 90 days because they've ordered a lease line and it takes 90 days to get a lease line. But we can connect somebody who moves into one of those buildings in 10 days. And so that's an incredible opportunity. It just makes it easier. It's about upward mobility, I suppose, talking about small, medium enterprises being moving from different scales. They can do that more quickly.
John, I'm really interested to come back to you and look at how this network complements some of the other major developments that are going on in Cardiff at the moment. There's a lot, isn't there? There's a major redevelopment at Cardiff Bay. We've recently heard about the Euros will be kicked off in Cardiff in just a couple of years' time. So there's a lot going on. How does this tie into all of that work?
Oh, massively. And it's interesting you picked up on the Euros, because In pitching for events like that, actually, the basic infrastructure around your internet connectivity is a pivotal thing that enables us to win those bids. And they will specify in there the requirements that they'd had in place. So without investment like this, actually, we're on the back foot. And what it can do, the worst case scenario, is it costs the council a lot more money to actually put these events on if you haven't got that backbone in place in terms of digital infrastructure. So that's really critical. And we're working on a couple of projects at the moment where, again, that's cited in terms of its importance. And what you often find as well is even things like broadcast, how that's done, will change and has been changing. So previously, we had to find space for so many trucks in terms of satellite connections. And it helps us, actually, if you've got your own connectivity that means that whilst you still have a bit of demand for that, we can actually reduce the space requirements. And that's something we've also got to work on major events. It's not just those events, as you point out. There's a lot of development taking place in the city at the moment. And it's funny because a lot of that comes from historically connectivity and infrastructure has been transport-led, which has always been important for the city. And we always describe how it's grown over the past 200 years as being effectively based on infrastructure backbone. So, the Taffy Railway and the Demogusha Canal, without those, the city wouldn't exist today. I think we then recognise, as a city, that role of infrastructure has changed. The first change had gone from, that was about bringing cold and the valleys into the city. Then it was about people coming around the area, and that being a commodity is perhaps the wrong word, but your economic asset that you use. And now it's data. So it almost shows that change in how the city has developed over the years and how we need to change forward in terms of how we look for the future. But in terms of practicalities around some of this, you take something like the Atlantic Wharf development in the arena. You'll have the Wales Millennium Centre's digital first venue that will be built right next to the arena. And with the aim really of creating a culture and creative destination in one place within the city, where clever things happen that you probably don't even know what that looks like at the moment. All we can do is put in the infrastructure to allow those clever people to do the clever things. So, at the moment, there's a lot being driven through digital immersive experiences. I think that'll continue to be important. But, I don't know in 5 years' time what some of those things will look like. What I do know is they're likely to want a pile of data to enable those things to happen. And so it's really critical that we are future-proofing the city's future developments off the back of that as well. Now, what perhaps has changed over the past 10 years is these developments would be far more mixed use. And that's where even now residential development becomes important, than the infrastructure that allows people to live in those areas which will be higher density, and they've got that backbone in place to enable them to do that network stuff that he'd be talking about throughout this. So it's an important part of that backbone of the infrastructure that we put in place. And I see this commensurate with our story. We're going back to when the Bute's invested in the railway and the canals in the area, you know, the dock itself. Now, the future growth is going to be based around the digital infrastructure.
That is a fantastic picture you painted there, John. Isabel, you mentioned earlier that your role in connectivity isn't part of the economic development portfolio, but my gosh, it's completely interlocked, isn't it?
We work so well together. We sometimes look at the hard elements, if you like, of IT or digital. And it's great having John here today, because I think we are a bit yin and yang. John is very clear in terms of what the requirement for the city is. And then it's for Mandy, myself and our team to sit down and go, right, and really map it out. What are we doing? And that backbone that John talks about is so key. And we're also super excited. We want to be those clever people doing those clever things, as John's mentioned earlier. Just have that immersive digital experience is going to be fantastic, but we do need the connectivity to do it. Also, John mentioned the Euros, huge connectivity for the Euros. You know, we cannot have people walking around Cardiff, the surrounding areas, without signal, you know, without being able to do what they need to do. And it's a huge impact on the city to have that many people in the city at any one time. So yes, I shouldn't have said we work separately. We don't. We're in separate areas of the council, but it comes back to that partnership working and that labour of love. It really means the world to all of us to be able to do what we're doing. We're very proud, Cardiffians, proud to work for the council as well and provide this service. So yeah, it's good always to have economic colleagues being so ambitious, because that helps us being ambitious in turn. And I think we've met quite nicely in the middle.
And I think that ambition and pride has very much come through in this podcast. So just before we draw things to a close, I want to go back to Arwen and ask you, Arwen, if a business is listening to this and they are intrigued and they want to know more about how they can take advantage of this network, what are their next steps?
Really just to visit the website, I suppose. That's the common sense thing to do, isn't it? I'd like to think that, you know, the thing is, Elevate actually isn't a very big company. We're only about 200 people, but we're very accessible. We love having conversations about what to do with fibre. So, and this is a backbone. We're, you know, talking to universities about how they can make the most of this, public organisations, everybody. So just get in contact. My details are on the website. So yeah, we just love to have a chat. Look, I'm based in Cardiff, so, you know, come and visit or have a chat on the phone or whatever.
Brilliant. Well, thank you for chatting to me today for this Cardiff Business Podcast. Thank you to Arwen, Isabel and John, and thank you to you for listening.